You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I can't even tell you the amount of joy it brought me when you texted me a photo yesterday. Jeremy won last year's Mindbender little contest that we do. And I mailed him his $40. And I could tell over the last couple of weeks that you were a little suspicious. Jeremy's like, I still haven't got that money you mailed me.
You sure you mailed it? And then I made him check the address, make sure it was the right place. And
yeah, you would kind of look at me like, I know Dom just pocketed that money. And I was like, listen, I put it in the mail. It's taken the mail a long time. Well, apparently it arrived at your house. And I was curious for you to check the postmark to see just how long it took.
As the first thing I did when I saw it in the little mailbox there, and I took a peek at it, and it said December 20th on it.
Okay, and you got it on January 18th.
Correct.
So that's 29 days.
It's like the original Pony Express. You probably could have put it on horseback.
And it's so funny that you say that. Those were my exact words
really?
On the couch last night to Gretchen, because I showed her the photo. And I told her, I said, do you remember the Pony Express that we learned about in school? I said, that would have been faster if I'd gotten on horseback.
Yeah!
And
with your leather bags on the side.
Ridden that horse across the country, and it would have arrived sooner.
I know. Isn't that something? I mean, and it was a tiny envelope, so we were both like speculating, like, maybe it got lost. Maybe it was in some other stuff and you didn't notice. It's sitting in the crack of the seat in the mail van there, you know? But it arrived. I mean, which is great. I got my $40.
I thought that after Christmas, things would get a little bit closer to normal with mail delivery, but apparently you better plan on a month is what I'm saying.
Well,
if you're
mailing
something across the country.
I was like, I was just thinking, I was like, good thing this wasn't something very important that I needed right away, you know? It's like this guy just would have been waiting.
And before our friends at the Postal Service think we're ripping on them, we're not.
No, we know you've been busy.
No, I wouldn't want your job. I'm not ripping. I'm just announcing. It took 29 days for a regular letter to go two times.
I was to the point where I was just going to chalk it up to, I got lost. It's gone. Don't worry about it. We're starting fresh this year, and $40 is floating somewhere out in the universe right now.
But, you know, it's good to know. It's just good to know what you have to work with.
Hey,
so
it finally does arrive.
Don't spend it all at once. What else is in your odds and ends today?
I got a bunch of nothing, buddy. Yesterday was just a busy day for me, running errands everywhere. I went to go pick up a couple chairs that we had ordered, and we called the store, and they said, yeah, they're here. Come on down. So I took my little topper off America's Pickup because I was going to, you know, haul them home and not get to the store. And they're like, oh, no, those won't be until Thursday. What? So we did that. I actually had to get a new battery in the truck. And then I made one big fatal flaw yesterday. The one thing that you're never supposed to do. I went grocery shopping hungry. I was so, so hungry, and I went into a Costco.
What'd you
and
spend?
I came home easily with an extra $75 worth of crap that we did not need at all. Like multiple bags of beef jerky and some muffins and just a bunch of random, some crackers that look good. And Nikki's like, we never get these. What is all this? I was like, I'm hungry. It was so bad. It was one of those things where I got everything loaded into the car and I grabbed one of those bags of jerky and like ate it on the way home. Best tasting jerky ever. But I broke the rule. You're never supposed to do that. I see why now.